very much, Joe Carrick-Varty. One of the best signs I ever saw on a door was in Huddersfield. It just said, "This is not the other door." Well, that's probably true. Perhaps it was the other door. I don't know. I didn't check. People are going to see me on the big screen. No, I've got a little mark on my suit. I don't know what happened. I kind of spilt something on it weeks ago, and I've been trying to rub it off, and it won't come off. And it struck me that maybe that is what poetry is. Something that you can't rub off. They call them earworms, don't they? Things that stay in your head. The things that stay on your suit, metaphorically. And Fran Lok's poems are like that. When you read Fran Lok's poems, they stay with you for such a long time. I'm not suggesting you'd want to wipe them off. You'd want to leave them there and let them grow. I imagine this stain might grow into a kind of sunflower. And that's the same with Fran's poems. You take your time with them and they grow. I'm sure the book, when I first read it, wasn't this long. But the more you read it in a wonderful, magical way, the longer it gets. And it feels like each word in the book has been weighed by hand for value. Wonderful phrases in this book. The musky bravado of closing time. Is that a wonderful bunch of words? Words, a jagged and sallying truth. You'd be bored to pleats. Isn't that what poetry does? It pushes words together and sparks fly and things happen in these poems. So by the time Fran has read her poems, her book will be even longer in a great way. Fran Lok.
Heiner in her human form attends a funeral. There was, of course, his Mimsy girl, Aptwitch with her spread of gossamer divinings, not me. Or again, the brilliant friend, her dear face caught like a wasp in a cobweb. Boys with staunch lusts mizzled into anecdote, eminent dresses, all eyes drawn into the orbit of their wardrobes. There were smugglers of honey, doomed ones lost in the errand of their jeopardy. I was not afraid. Beneath their clothes, they're pink like links of sausage. Look away, look again. In the albinizing light before the storm, I'm there, smelling of creosote and spent pleasure. Tawny sardonicus, writhing in the grim heat of my rictus jeans. I am always there, jaw jacked and bleakly glitching. A baddie's cackle, the zip on a vamper's dress drawn down at singing speed. My laugh, my lips ripped back to their sateen lining. This deviant scene, wind change artist. Neither cat nor dog, but oh, I've hung his name from my mouth in reddish shreds. This tonga flag I've flung from mildewed ramparts. Sweet girls he had who filed their teeth and took their meds. And me, convulsing and whooping without joy. Look away, look again. I have turned my face to the wall. La Jenna di Londra, that's the hyenas of London to you. That the red-eyed hyena padding dust on a trail has a conscience that swings between zero and nil. Roddy Lumsden. But perhaps you are mistaken. This meat, inscrutable Ruby Salvo, as for you. For all things trounced and then devoured, the high wires stretch from mayhem to amends. The bluesy prowl between whiskey promise, smouldering ploy, the gonzo ballads of your friends, La Dolce Mort. Such sultry treatment from a reckless girl, her tenement treacle's quicksand sought. But she preferred those jesting boys to the roomy diamonds you had bought. For every gaff and every chance, for every straying article of fate, for skipping needles, quibbled luck, the bruising taste of Saskatchewan pork, for every baroque marinade that did you wrong, this meat is for you. There's sympathetic magic in it, smacked lip. The saints may lisp their miracles, the lilies wilt, the truculent young forget. But hyena is here, In her fatalist mane, her coif of thorns, and bringing offals red and soft and wet enough to cleanse. Be sated, sit. As if never a grim shilling bent in the slot, or the brazen ablutions of suicide, no crackalure of night or mine, no stinging shot of glycerite, when all you need's the inky sluice of Cassus or Pallor. No mirthless slur, no lank malarial hour of woe, and you, standing matador before the night bus, sow your brassy hymns in the AM's meanest acre. Hyena is here, will race her russet flecks to dust, bring scents of musky meadow gas, the fitful eccentricity of sky. This meat sees you pirouette and dive. Some kelpy morning with the wind in your teeth, and far from here, no book of going forth by day, and far from here to sway upon some flinty scarp, tarrying and vandal. This awful city has no natives, numbing strangeness sock. But this, a court in open fields, I carried it home for you, dear heart. Eat, dear heart, be resolute and wild. It's called Bone Breakers, or a lovely wee poem about some flowers. Up, through heather, up, through witch and weed and ditch grass scenting air, the midges and the millwakes. Ours are not your postcard pastures meekly clovered, ours are gorse bedraggled stalks of red shank, frayed chantilly, wreck of fools, parsley sparsely clinging up, through agrimony, hemp and keck, the dock leaves and the sorrels, till Joe says, look, below us dogs are living wrinkles in the mist, caravans are longboats, churches remember their galleon past, drag broken keels against their graveyards up, until the town spreads silence and distance makes a desert of our enemies, till houses decimated by malarkey darken, grow grand in silhouette, and on the plateau we find them, little pyrite argonauts floating with the pluck of drunks, equally smoked and gold. Old folks mistook them for poison. Greek myth had them spread in lush proletarian meadows, were common and displaced dead, up, up. Joe said they eat the heart entire, make words a bitter picnic of exile and of fire. I don't know what he means, the air is sweet, bloody liar, our asphodels nod in the milky heat. Last one, we got through it, didn't we? This is Hibernia, After I'm Back Again by Roddy Lanscombe. I shall not meet you now in the have-not monologues of border towns, their brooding teacher elocutions. I shall not meet you here, streets with a wending fetish, their pens and venals, alleyways and wines. I shall not meet you, stretching out a hand the wetted lead of manses, terraces pent beneath the sediment of sky. No feldspar, no pirate's pale satiric shine. I shall not meet you in the salt secessions of stinted rooms, the vinegar allegiances of lairds, chieftains, cabinet of arrowheads, winter's brassic anarchy of ramparts, the treachery of thresholds, anywhere a tattooed ankle snaps. Never there the lime pit, in the loam pit, on tides of cockle-picking trespass, past the picket of the limit of the commons, I shall not meet you. Scrape the guilt from your omissions with a nail, less by the creels, least by the currents, once in a conch, yes, one time inside the testy sewing of the sea. I shall not hear you, troubadour, you coroner of sighs. I will not hear you, gall and gall, your coronet, your keen. I will not meet you now where scented candles waft their gimmicky fluorescence, needle called exemplum, Ada cloth and even weave, cordwood, cordwain, pinny rags and skeins, the scent of spurious orchids. You will not come. The church and its pensive reliquies, peacock curriculum of saints, Christ with pontil marks for eyes. You will not come across. Between hymn and reel is a long way down. No hand raised to quell the cooing collar doves, to strip the girl in cotton socks of all her blousy billy-do. You will not come across the pillars of your pillow talk, a god and god and god, even the dogs spayed and staunchly moralizing. I will not meet you in the unready glow of my grandmother's kitchen, licking the mineral grist from a spoon, how your porridge tends towards entropy. Perseverances and tantrums with a mouth like puckered wool, complain, pine, complain, vulgate, nook, diminis, and Jim Reeves singing a Nashville Danny Boy. We shall not meet to pass the static charge from paisley pattern carpets to the backs of bare knees waiting. Night is partial, shellac, partial amber, tumblers full of bells. The night is culprit and fumbling. Night near the quarry on sodden allotments, worms wrecks the edge of the world, where we will never wear ourselves to water, not with all our doubling back. And shall not climb the scarp, the brae. We shall not spit from scaffold, sell neither the wanting heart nor the wandering hand for scrap. We shall not meet you in the witching hour for touts and shades, for the grass going forth like an amateur fetch on his belly in the dark. I shall not meet you dawdling through the lawless park and catch your eye. But I have traced the tailbone of my wonderland beneath the itching skin of yours. Times before I caught you with a ruddied look. It's in you too, for all our years of sly unschooling. I am still the full moon's biddy. You are secret king of screed. Thanks very much.
I think you'd agree, what a first half we're having. What wonderful language. What wonderful use of language and people who